Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 12, verses 30 through 37. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 12. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore, I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
And now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Psalm 51:4. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Great words, condemning, now justifying. Johann Friedrich I, Luther's last prince while he lived, was the Saxon king and an elector. He was defeated at the Battle of Nuremberg. I was there a couple weeks ago, tramping around in the fields there. 5,000 Lutherans slaughtered that day. When taken to Charles V, he humbly spoke words of subservience, and Charles said, "Would that you have spoken such words to me yesterday." That day, his humble words condemned him. Condemning, now justifying. He was taken by Charles out to the outskirts of Wittenberg, southwest of the town. A large military camp was there. Johann's wife, Sybil, was in the castle with her four sons. She was Sybil of Cleve, sister of Anne of Cleves, Henry VIII's fourth wife. She was a very faithful Lutheran woman. The Wittenbergers had the drawbridges drawn up and the gates sealed. Charles called the tribunal, which condemned John Frederick to death. We also recognize, declare, and determine by virtue of the Roman Imperial Majesty's authority given to us that the said John Frederick, the outlaw, should be judged and brought from life to natural death as punishment and as an example to others by the sword. To this end, for the reasons stated above, we condemn him with this our verdict and our declaration, and appoint and order our officials and commanders to carry out this our announcement and our verdict truthfully in such a way that they lead him to the platform set up in the field for this purpose, and there actually carry out this our judgment and our announcement to him. Words now condemning. The judgment was delivered to Johann Friedrich on May 10, 1547, while he was captive and playing chess with his cousin, the Margrave of Brandenburg. Lutheran history save the great monarch by this story. The verdict was brought in, set before him. He looked at it, set it aside, and not looking up from his chess game, he said, "I don't think the emperor will deal quite so harshly with me. But if he does, ask him that I have a day to get my affairs in order." And then he said, "You better pay attention, Margrave. Checkmate." The Wittenbergers were told in no uncertain terms, "You capitulate, you open the gates right now, or you will be delivered the body of your elector, absent his head." They surrendered. Johann Friedrich condemned by his words. Jesus met with a great deal of rejection, still does. He's speaking out particularly to the religious leaders in today's gospel. "Watch out, people will give an account for every careless word they speak, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." We're about to wander through 7 perfect weeks of 7 days of Lent. Self-justification is the most prevalent propensity of human being. "By your words you will be condemned." The text will bid you repent. Jesus' words work repentance. Don't self-justify. You will be condemned. On Good Friday, the ancient impropria will be in the liturgy. The reproaches, they appeared from very early times in the church's life for Good Friday. "For thy sake I scourged Egypt with its firstborn, and thou hast scourged me and delivered me up." It's the Lord speaking to his people. "I brought thee out of Egypt, having drowned Pharaoh in the Red Sea, and thou hast delivered me to the chief priests. I opened the sea before thee, and thou hast with a lance has opened my side. I went before thee with a pillar of cloud, and thou hast led me to the judgment hall of Pilate. I fed thee with manna in the desert, and thou hast beaten me with blows and scourges. I gave thee water of salvation from the rock to drink, and thou hast given me the gall and the vinegar. For thee I struck the kings of the Canaanites, and thou hast struck my head with a reed. I gave thee a royal scepter, and thou hast given to my head a crown of thorns. I have exalted thee with great power, and thou hast hanged me on a cross." The reproaches will come. They always come. Daily they come upon sinners. They come to the minute, by the minute, to the pious Christian struggling against the flesh. The great irony is the more we are concerned about being a Christian, the more we struggle with the reality of sin and recognize it in ourselves. But there's no need to self-justify. The response is given you already. "Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you, God, are justified in your words and blameless in your judgment on me." It is God who justifies. It is God who justifies. In Christ's blessed atoning sacrifice for you, delivered by justifying words, words condemning, now justifying and freeing. Let me hear joy and gladness. Isn't it interesting? The psalmist says, David says here, let me hear it. He wants to hear it in the Lord's own justifying words. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken. Word of the Lord is a hammer, says Jeremiah. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. And the devil comes with his sentence of death, reply, I don't think the Lord Christ will deal with me quite so harshly. Checkmate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.